Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Yesterday I told you about my newest book, published by WorldNet Daily. It's called Who Killed the American Family? People have asked me why I wrote this book, and my answer is because nobody else did. My book reveals facts about the family that the American people really need to know. The killers of the American family sort of parallel the famous murder mystery written long ago by Agatha Christie called Murder on the Orient Express. The question posed in the book was who committed the murder? The final answer was that everybody on the train had a motive for killing the victim. Likewise, many groups have motives for wanting to abolish the American nuclear family. And in my new book, I explain who they are. One major group is the feminists. You can prove this to yourself by reading any feminist literature. The feminists' rallying cry from the start was liberation. And that means liberation from home, husband, family, and care for children. The feminists persistently tried to get all full-time homemakers out of the home, telling them that care of small children is a demeaning occupation for an educated woman. All homemakers are encouraged to get out of the home and go into the workforce because that is supposedly the only lifestyle that is worthwhile. College women are even encouraged to take part in the so-called hookup lifestyle, so they can avoid commitment to marriage until they are moving up in a profitable career. You need to realize that feminists are not for equality of men and women. They are for gender interchangeability. They resent the idea that husbands should have a provider role and that wives should have a homemaker role. You won't read many criticisms of the feminists in the regular media because writers are afraid to criticize the feminists. To get the truth about the feminists, you need my book called Who Killed the American Family?
The destruction of the nuclear family has left Americans turning to Big Brother government to provide health care, meals, education, babysitting, and an erratic moral compass. In her new book, Who Killed the American Family? Phyllis Schlafly exposes the shameful forces that orchestrated this disaster. To join the blog conversation, go to eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here is what people are saying.
A year ago, I was realizing that I was in serious problems with my heart. You know, I had these chest pains and so on. I realized that I had to do something and quick. I didn't want to go the medical route. So I started in doing some investigating, and somebody told me about these heart drops. I got on the heart drops prescribed dosage. Within 2 weeks, I immediately started seeing the results. This is working. I'm going to stick with it. I can't deny the fact that when I got on the heart drops initially, there was immediate help, an immediate turnaround.
To get your Extendovite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from takefromcaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear.
Welcome to the National Intel Report. National Intel Report with John Stapmiller, who I'm substitute hosting for him today, Erskine of Erskine Overnight, heard Saturday nights on most of these Republic Broadcast Network stations, hopefully all of them, and hopefully if we're not heard there, contact your station, see if you can put us on. We're happy to be with you. Our number here is 800-313-9443. One number. 800-313-9443. We love our listeners. We really do. You're the heartbeat of this program, and John Stapmiller has the most intelligent listeners of any show on radio. There's an economic war going on. It's a war between Russia and the United States. There were the sanctions started in March with the EU, Canada, U.S., travel sanctions on Russian and Crimean individuals expanded in April to include several more Russian officials. 17 companies. In July, they became more serious. U.S. transaction bans, bans were imposed on energy companies from Russia and banks. Sanctions were followed by more trade restrictions, travel bans, transaction bans, asset freezing of individuals and companies by the EU, Australia, Canada, Norway, Japan, Switzerland, and others. September, they went even further. Joint EU-U.S. sanctions on their largest bank, Sberbank, S-B-E-R-B-A-N-K, as well as Rostec, an important Russian arms maker, and the deep water exploration activities. Other Russian energy giants were also put under this. Meanwhile, oil prices being manipulated. Who are they being manipulated by? They're being manipulated by the Saudis. Why? Because they don't want the U.S. to become energy independent. If we become energy independent, then we're not going to need them anymore in the world. We're very close to doing that. But with oil going cheaper and cheaper and cheaper, the Saudis can produce it a lot cheaper than we can. They can control that market. That's all that they're interested in. But the fact of the matter is simple. Economic war being waged on Russia. War starting to take a toll on the Russian economy. Ministry just cut the GDP growth expectations from 2015 to minus 0.8%. The ruble slipped 3% against the dollar. Sense of embattlement and economic warfare is leading to an increasingly beleaguered mentality at the Kremlin. Putin's latest address stressed that the nation itself is under fire. Now, who's going to benefit from this? Are we going to benefit from this? No. The person or the companies or the country that benefits this from an increased isolated Russia, decreasing options for its energy exports, is Eastern Asia. Eastern Asia, who's there? China. This would have been surprising years ago, but it's happening. In addition, talks with Korea, Japan, others not so likely trading partners, the signing of long negotiated Russia-China gas deal, cooperation on new credit rating agencies, possible swift alternatives, possibility of a new currency coming up. If a new currency comes up, what's that going to do to us? If they come up with a new world currency like the BRIC, which is Brazil, Russia, forgot who the I in is, China, Indonesia, China, the BRIC nation, South Africa, and you've got others adding to it, the United States is toast. Because the United States currency was set up when we went off the gold standard, or Richard Nixon decided that we didn't have any gold, which we didn't, went off the gold standard, they signed an agreement with Saudi Arabia. Sell all the your oil in U.S. dollars. Oh, okay, what do we get for that? Well, we'll protect you. From Israel? Yeah, we'll protect you from Israel. From Russia? Yeah, we'll protect you from Russia. China? Yeah, we'll protect you from China. Iran? Yeah, we'll protect you from everybody. Okay, that's a good deal. So all of the oil was sold in dollar denominations. Now, what did that do? Well, first off, in order to get dollars to pay for it, you had to either sell us goods in which we would give you dollars for it, or you'd have to go to a bank. And if you went to a bank, you had to pay a surcharge on that. So more and more countries were selling us more and more goods at cheaper and cheaper prices so that they could get the money to buy the oil to keep their production going. All this worked for a while. But the U.S. had this credit card that we were the only country that could produce money without being charged for it. And we did it. We did it under President Bush. And we're really doing it under President Obama. Now, what that amounts to is we have run up a tremendous debt. Tremendous debt. And the other country said, we're tired of paying for your party. We're going to start something else. We're going to start a basket of currencies that we're going to call the BRIC. And this is going to be the new reserve currencies. The first people who tried that was who? Saddam Hussein. Saddam Hussein tried that in Iraq. Tried to set up and sell it in gold deniers. We went to war against him. We do not want oil and gas being sold in anything but U.S. dollars. Now, how much gold do we have? The Germans came over and they asked for their gold. We'd like to have our gold. The U.S. said, okay, you can have it. It's going to take us 6 or 7 years. 6 or 7 years? Well, let's go ahead and look at it. It's in the Federal Reserve Bank on the 6th floor down over in the over in New York. We'd just like to look at it. Nope, you can't do it. Look, you're holding our gold. We won't just look at it. Nope, you can't do it. But we'll send you a little bit. So they gave them a little bit of the gold. Do we have the gold? Why won't we let them look at it? Why won't we let them have an accounting of it? Why won't we even let them? We don't want to touch it. We just want to see it. Nope, you can't do that. That's where we stand. Are we on the precipice of something major? I can't help but think we are. Economically, worldwide, we're on the precipice of something major. What is wise to do right now? There are very few things you can invest in, but if you have some money this Christmas, instead of buying trinkets and baubles, buy some gold and silver, because it is at an incredible, unbelievable low price. Why is that a low price? Because the dollar's riding high right now. Is the dollar going to continue to ride high? I don't think so. Look into buying gold and silver and having some. Don't put it in a safety deposit box. The worst place you can put it is in the bank. You got some? I've got some money in the bank. Okay, what kind of interest are you getting? Is that a winner for you? Probably not. So what are you going to do? If you buy gold and silver, it's almost a guarantee it has to go up if you look at the world condition. If you think we're in good shape, don't buy it. Don't touch it. But if you think we've got some problems, some major problems looming in the near future, next year, I would certainly be looking at giving those you care about gold and silver, and that includes yourself. Take care of yourself on this too, gold and silver, because this is the one thing, the one storehouse that has always had value. So, word to the wise, think about it. Think about gold and silver. I know it doesn't pay any interest. That's a bad thing. But it has got to go up. It is being manipulated now. It has to go up. China is buying gold like there's no tomorrow. India is buying gold like there's no tomorrow. It's an incredible situation that's happening. The bank signed an agreement a year ago, December, where if the bank goes under, they won't have a bailout. They'll have what's called a bail-in. That means they'll take your money and they will give you stock in a failed bank. So what you're talking about is you, money in the bank, you're an unsecured third party. Unsecured. You're FDIC. I've got FDIC. I'm pretty safe. Well, it's only guaranteed up to $250,000 per institution. And the other thing about that, they have enough to pay $1 out of $14. We're in a serious situation. Think about it. More we return on National Intel Report with John Stadtmiller.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all, by mail, anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
This weekend on Erskine Overnight, we're going to talk a lot about what's going on financially in this country, especially dealing with the banks and the situation there. The IRS is seizing bank accounts with no proof of crime or charges. According to the Civil Asset Forfeiture Reform Act of 2000, they can take your money just based on suspicion and then negotiate the return of part of the seized money. 2005, there were 114 seizures. 2012, there were 639 seizures. And there were 700,000 suspicious reports filed. suspicious reports come from your friendly neighborhood banker. They'll ask you all sorts of different questions. Only 20% of those 639 had any criminal charges attached with it. That's where you're looking at with your friendly banker. Let's talk about some of the other things that make banks so safe. Identity thieves. They can have, a lot of what's happened is due to computers. I'm not a computer person. I don't like computers. They're necessary evil. But we have got way too much reliance in this country on computers. The grid system goes down. Anything happens with computers, you could be toast in so many areas. Your electricity, your water, everything, it's all computer generated. Not generated, but computers control it all. So you're dead. Dead in the water. If you can find water. So identity thieves can access bank accounts, acquiring surprisingly little information. Computer hackers can get into your financial life and account. Cyber warfare, banks and individual accounts, prime targets for looting, disruption, and erasure. So how safe is your bank? Cyber terrorism, including cyber jihad, weaken, bring down the U.S. economy, makes the banks and bank accounts targets for theft and disruption. You don't even have to go in with a gun anymore. You just use a computer. Matter of fact, if you go to Sweden with a gun, they'll laugh at you. We don't have money here. It's all cyber. Poor Jesse James walks into a bank in Sweden. The man's going to be out of luck. Even without a deliberate attack, our accounts exist as digital signals inside these computer systems, susceptible to scrambling or erasure. You realize somebody pressed the wrong button, all your money's gone. Oh, yeah, you could probably get it back as of right now, but it's really something. Government's running out of money. You don't think they're going to go look at the banks? Well, it's like Willie Sutton says, why do you rob banks? That's where the money is, and that's where they're going to go looking. They're being targeted for regulatory fines and penalties. One more way they can confiscate your assets. Laws and rules are being changed to make government confiscation of bank deposits as unsecured assets. That was the Bank Act of December a year ago. State governments have stepped up their confiscation of inactive private bank accounts. Banks could fail because of run of depositors. The inherent instability and risk of our reserve system. If a bank run closed our too-big-to-fail banks, the FDIC, $1 for every $14 of the 7 trillion accounts that the FDIC insures. Makes you feel pretty secure, doesn't it? And increased regulations make banks hesitant to lend to anybody. So many rules and regulations, and this is true about our entire society, overruled, overregulated. And do you believe that the same IRS is what they put in charge of our health care system? Whose great idea was that? What were they smoking? Well, I don't even want to answer that one. Financial repression by the Federal Reserve makes banks pay depositors a rate of interest lower than the rate of inflation. So if you're getting a 0.25%, inflation's running 2%, you're losing, what, 1.75%? Inflation's running more than that, but the 0.25%'s pretty real. European banks will soon be paying you zero interest. It's called a negative interest, just for the privilege of keeping your money. When you put your money in the bank, it's no longer yours. Regulatory powers used to pressure banks to make higher risk subprime loans to politically favored groups of people. When they start making loans to groups of people, when you have institutions working, companies who are given privileges by the government, then that is a government corporation takeover of this country. The term for that is called fascism. Call it what it is. And private banks are now being nationalized de facto through the regulatory practice and also through taxes and fines. A couple other reasons you may want to be skeptical of a bank. The Obama administration's been developing plans to seize the pools of money in America, mostly held IRAs, 401ks, other retirement accounts. They want to give you annuities for those. They did that in Argentina, and the people overnight lost almost, they lost 63% of the value of their dollar. That's what they're looking at here. They're desperate. Desperate people do desperate things. International Monetary Fund and others are devising new global tax on the rich. What's rich? over $37,000 per year. That's rich. Not by my standards, but they consider that rich nationwide. And the banks are resisting and refusing depositors' request for withdrawals. You got to withdraw $5,000? Maybe you need a note from your mother, like the poor guy in England did when he wanted to repay the loan on his car. He had to get a note from his mother and take into the bank. How do you like that idea? How safe are banks? How safe is our banking system in the United States right now? These are all topics we're going to be talking about in Erskine Overnight this weekend. Plus, we're going to be talking about Obamacare. Where do we stand right now? Our number here is 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. You're listening to the National Intel Report with John Stepmiller, who will be with us coming up on Monday. Future you can bank on. What's robbing a bank compared with founding a bank? Breck said that on the Three Penny Opera. Much better, much, much better to found a bank than to rob a bank. It works out pretty much the same, doesn't it? It's very, very similar. You're going to found a bank, you're going to rob a bank. Our bank accounts are not safe. I hate to say that. How do you feel? Are you worried about your banking account, or are you worried about the American dollar? What's going to happen with that? I don't know how you can keep this up with the reserve currency disappearing rapidly. We are at the precipice of a major economic event happening, not just here, but worldwide. Are we ready for it? Are we prepared for it? Have you made preparations for it? And they're also talking about, why would they be talking about taking guns? Why are they putting preparations in for martial law? At least in my opinion, it appears that way. Why all the presidential directives that were put in by President Bush and President Obama? That's because they're afraid of what will happen and the real problems that would happen if there is a currency collapse in this country. Are we looking for this to happen soon? Some people say sooner rather than later. Stock market's at an all-time high. Trees don't always grow up to the sky. They stop growing. We're going to have that happening too, I believe, next year. Are you optimistic about this country? Do you feel like we're being run right? Do you feel like we've got leaders who really care, who are behind us 100%? If you do, give us a call. If you don't, give us a call. I think we're in serious troubles right now. I think we're in really serious troubles. Obamacare is absolutely wrecking, and in many cases, destroying us. 4.2 million health insurance policies have already been canceled. We're having more, and this is adding to that, and it's adding to the problems. And really, that we're having in this country is the Obamacare as far as having jobs for Americans. Between the Obamacare and the illegal immigration, our job situation is not good. Until we get jobs back, we can't get the country back. More when we return.
To Finca Bayano, a small community in Panama, which is being established for people who believe that a future crisis may be difficult to survive in North America after a collapse of the system. Go to bugoutpanama.com for more information. There is limited space for 100 people only. Go to bugoutpanama.com to immigrate as long as you can. Prepare. Don't despair. At bugoutpanama.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER20. 2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
National Intel Report. National Intel Report with John Stadtmiller. I'm Erskine. I'm sitting in for John one day today, and it's been a joy. It's been a pleasure, and we really appreciate your calls at 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. One of the things about the oil situation is that it's going to affect the banks because the banks have huge positions in derivatives. All that has to happen is one bank go under, and you will wish you had gold and silver. I hate to be pushing it, but I'm not being paid to sell gold and silver. Understand that. I'm not being paid to. I'm not pushing any one company or anything. I'm just saying that it is a word to the wise to consider looking at that as an ultimate if certain other things, including the dollar, go down. It certainly has made a lot of sense to me over the years. And I know it doesn't pay any interest or anything, but it certainly does make a lot of sense. The war on Russia, as it heats up, as we're having this sort of a situation with the oil prices, we're all enjoying the oil prices being down. That's a really wonderful thing. But its effect on the banks, its effect on our drilling in this country, its effect on us becoming energy independent may not be the wonderful thing that we're thinking of. I'm looking at it more towards down the road and in the future in the next couple or 3 years. Is this going to be a time that we got lazy again and we sat back and said, We don't need oil in this country. We don't need to worry about it. I'm not talking about going to other fuels, because I think a lot of this, with the climate change that they're all pushing, when you're looking at that, it isn't as clean and green as you might think, even though, if you listen to the president, he once said, climate change is the biggest problem facing this country. And we have a major problem, as they're going to be taking the coal-fired plants off of production. When that goes off, our entire grid system is going to be in a problematical situation, as it was in England, where they didn't have electricity. We could be facing the same thing as we face a colder than usual winter. Global warming? We will want global warming. We're into a cooling phase. We have been for the last 16, 17, 18 years. A cooling phase. Why are they pushing the global warming? It's part of the New World Order's Agenda 21. And that's exactly why it's being pushed. People need to understand this, that this is not something that is being done for us. It's being done to us. And they're not using the truth on this situation. The IPCC has been falsifying documents. They don't have 95% or 92% of scientists in agreement. And most of the chairs are financed by whom? The Ford Foundation, the Rockefeller Foundation, the usual suspects. If you want money and you want to become a professor, you better play ball with them, and then you can become a professor. You step outside that box and they cream you. This is freedom in institutions. People think colleges are great bastions of freedom to speech freedom. No, they aren't. How many conservative speakers do they have at a college? How much does Hillary Clinton get paid? $300,000 for a speech. $300,000 to a college speech. One speech. And as a diva, she demands this, that, and the other. Special food, special this, special that, special the other. $300,000 coming out of the fund that they set up for speakers. They're going up on their requirements so that they can pay Hillary Clinton and others like it to go. That's exactly what's happening with it. And this isn't right, that it becomes politics on the college campus, major politics on the college campus. And this is just indicative of what's happening in this country as we become more and more totalitarian, and they're forcing one view over another to come out. We're seeing this in every aspect. You can watch the news, any news, you can see this. You can see it in the papers that nobody's reading anymore, but the American people are getting wise to this. When you see such an increase in food stamps, you're seeing people not working, and yet you're hearing them say everything's all right. How's the world treating you? Are you doing all right? You might be all right, but how about your neighbor? How about people down the road? Are we seeing poverty in this country like never before? How's your dollar stretching? You know, they put out these figures on what's happening at the grocery stores. Oh, it's cheaper. Food prices are not that bad. Well, they're shopping at different grocery stores than I am. I'm noticing food prices going up. Everything's going up except what? Wages. And wages are a component of the prices as far as going for the amount of inflation. So you take wages out of there, and yeah, we don't have much inflation. We also don't have much money because they've taken the wages out. Most people are getting paid about the same, and in real dollars, about 30% less than they were 10 years ago. Where are the unions? They're not standing up. Where are the people talking about this? They're not really standing up. We're all seeing it. This Christmas, America's hurting. There's no two ways around it. Like the one caller said, I'm not seeing people buying. Black Friday was down. Cyber Monday was down. People aren't buying this Christmas. Why? Very simply, they don't have the money. Or if they do have the money, they're afraid to buy. A lot of us are just afraid to spend a lot of money because there, tomorrow, there go you, except for the grace of God. So this is a condition that we're in. Positive ideas on this is, and there is a positive answer, and that is that we all can turn to each other. There are things that we can do ourselves to make a difference. I don't like to just talk about what's negative. I like to talk about what we can do positively. There are a lot of ways that we can prepare. That's why I mentioned about the gold and silver. That's a way that you can prepare. You don't have gold and silver? There are jobs you can get. You can become your own central banker. There are jobs that you can get. You can create your own jobs. You can paint numbers on the side of the gutter for people's houses. Charge them $10 or $15 a piece. Make yourself $150 an hour painting numbers there. There are lots of things you're going to you can do, but you've got to think outside the box. Don't wait for somebody to give you a job. See a need, fill it, and go for it. We need to be thinking about this over the holiday season and think, do you want to have a next year a better season, or do you want it to be more of the same? If you want it better, you better start thinking outside the box. Do some thinking. Do some planning. Pray about it. Work on it and see what you can do to make life better for you and better for others. We're going to have to take control ourselves. You're going to have to be independent. You can't depend on government. A lot of us have learned this. You can't depend on anybody except yourself, your family, and hopefully some of your friends. That's what we need to be turning to. Friends, family, networking, and using your own mind, your own entrepreneurship to come up with something that you can do. The jobs of yesterday are gone. It's a new world that we're into. Face it, deal with it. Don't complain about it. You may not like it. And go from there. But we're going to have to be working independently, much more independently, and we're going to need to get down and start doing that. Don't depend on others to give you a job. Don't think just because you got a degree you're going to get a job, you're going to do great. It doesn't work that way anymore. Well, they call somebody with a PhD, a lot of times waiter, because finding jobs, how many MBAs can the world use anyway? How many more lawyers do we need anyway? You've got to look at it that way. People were bemoaning the fact that plumbers were making so much more right out of school than teachers. Well, if you've got your bathroom plugged up and backing up, I think they're a lot more significant to come over to you. I'm not knocking teachers, but you better have somebody who knows what they're doing to come by to help you. Very important. Renee in North Carolina. Renee, welcome to National Intel Report.
Kind of Renee? Hello?
Yes.
I'm kind of encouraged by what I'm seeing on TV. You know, I think there's a lot of getting past the whole black-white issue. Like in New York, those young people hitting the streets, they're of all colors. And that's what it's going to take where they realize they can't divide you. That's what it's going to take, all colors getting together to change the system. I love reading the signs. Like I saw one of them, it said, indict the system. You know, they have, you know, if they can split us off into color, they win. You know, the whole judicial system, from the police to all...
Hold on, Renee, I want you back. Just hold on. We'll be right back after these short words. I want to talk with you, Renee, in North Carolina.
Took it all away.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Your money, what is it worth today? A $100 bill in 1913 is worth only $2 today. So now, your money is just about worthless, and the Fed will continue printing more and more of it. But what if you could turn it around, $1 at a time, and make your money worth more than it is now? How? By acquiring gold before your paper money is totally worthless. But how can you afford gold at today's prices? By buying it 1 gram at a time. And this is so important because gold is the future. For as little as $65, you can begin trading your almost worthless currency for something real, something you can hold. Carat bars, which keep their value, can be stored securely, and are easily accessible, just like a savings account, but a savings account backed by your gold. Carat Bars International, a savings account you can count on. For more information, please click on the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. Again, that's the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. And start saving now.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
We're talking with Renee from North Carolina. She's talking about how wonderful it is that blacks and whites are coming together in the protest. Or are they, Renee? The racial protests, including Ferguson, Missouri, they had a die-in representing black bodies that are killed unjustly, requested others stand in circle holding hands. Student, and I think her name is probably proper, Ebony Francis, said that in a telephone interview that only black victims of police violence matter. White students were needed to shut down classes at the university. Other universities demanded students allegedly benefiting from white privilege play a secondary role in the protest. Massachusetts, white folks were instructed to keep their hands down during campus walkout on Monday. Understand wanting to show up and support, but white people need to understand symbolic act of raising your hands in a position of surrender is meant to illustrate how black people are violently targeted by police because of their race. So much for race relations improving, that's Renee.
That's the past. Okay, that was in Missouri. New York is a whole different animal because, like, even the little girl who her father just got killed, Erica Gardner, she said, I'm reading exactly what she has said. This is not a black-white issue. This is a national crisis.
I will grill along with you. New York is a national problem. That was a major problem. That's a whole different situation, but they've got the same group of characters. Let's go to Fred in Iowa. Fred, you have something to comment on. Hi, Fred.
In my estimation, this is a hell of a great program. We have to stand as individuals and prepare food, water, heat, and everything like that, and protect our families, and also make as many friends as we can. And
amen, Fred. That's what I would preach in. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Right.
We cannot depend on the government for anything. We've got to make a stand as individuals. It doesn't mean I'm against the government. I love the Constitution. I love the United States of America. But we need to make a stand. You look at what FEMA has done. You look at every disaster we've had. Individuals have to make the difference. We have to do it. We have to stand up. We've got to take responsibility. That's what it's all about, and we better learn it pretty quick.
Erskine, you're just saying what I believe. But you used the word networking, and I really believe in that. Now, that used to have negative connotations to get ahead in business or whatever. You had to network and network and network. What I mean by that, besides our own family networking and neighborhood networking, but I would extend that to cover across the racial lines when and where we can.
It crosses all lines. If you're good at doing this and somebody else is good at doing something else, pool your resources. Help with each other. Help each other. That's nothing wrong with helping each other. If you're doing it through a church, if you're doing it just through friends, however you're doing it, black, white, Indian, Chinese, it doesn't matter. Come together and help one another. You can do that without having race being an issue. You can certainly do it.
Honey, to be respectful, I'm not going to take up any more time. You're saying my thoughts and maybe give a chance to call her. Have a good day, my friend. Bye.
Thanks, Fred. I think a lot of us are in agreement that we've got to work together. We've got to work with like-minded people. People are willing to stand up and work. If somebody over here is a doctor, you want them in your group because... You know, you can be as good at anything, but if you end up being sick and everything comes down, you want to have a doctor. You may want to have somebody who knows how to weld. You may want to have somebody who knows how to can. You may want to have somebody who can do this, that, or the other. Even if they're just good at doing, it doesn't really matter. Bring people who have a like mind together. Those who are willing to work. I'm not talking about communism. I'm not talking about setting up a commune. I'm just talking about setting up with good, decent people who want to work together, who want to help one another in the time of a crisis, who can come together. Those who you can bring together to help together. And those who are good, solid people with a lot of beliefs like yours. Of course you want people who are similar in beliefs. It doesn't go to racial. It doesn't go to religious. It goes more to, do you believe in the Constitution? Do you believe in this country? Do you have a system of right and wrong? And can you bring something to the table? Are you willing to work? Are you willing to help one another? We've got to go back to helping one another. That's what it's all about. It's all about love and help. There are only two things. Talk to Raymond Moody. Talked about people who, life after death. Life after life, I think he called his book. About people who had heart attacks, one thing or another came back to life. Very interesting. And I said, Raymond, what did they have to tell you? He said they all had two things that they said. One is to love, and the other is learn. I said, that's what they had to talk about? He said, that's it. Every major religion is based on love and learn. That's why I don't see these protests against Christmas. It's about a whole lot more. It's about a feeling, a time of peace, a time of joy, a time of coming together. It's a time of peace and a time where we learn and we love. That's what it's all about. And we've got to get that back together, helping one another into good times and in bad times. And if we can pull that together, we're going to get this country back on the proper track. We're going to get it together. We're not looking to the government to supply us. We're looking to each other to help one another. That's what it's about. We get together, we help each other. Somebody's in trouble, you go over and help them. You're not being a hero. You're doing the right thing. Can't we just do what's right? We know in our heart of hearts what's right. We don't need police telling us. We don't need a mob telling us. The police aren't right. They're wrong in many instances on this. What they've done, heavy-handed, wrong. The mob is certainly not right. Heavy-handed, wrong. Two wrongs don't make a right. The right thing to do is, number one, don't use excessive force if you don't have to. Number two, don't be in a position where you're putting somebody who has to use excessive force. And number three, just try to treat people as you would be treated yourself. If we can follow this, we wouldn't have had this problem and we could be a whole lot better situation. This is why I say race relations, it can be settled. It can be brought around. I thought it was, but the last few years, things have gotten really just nasty again, and this has all been drugged back up. Listen to Erskine Overnight this Saturday night. We're going to be talking about Obamacare. Where are we standing? It's going to be an interesting interview with Dr. Marilyn Singleton. We're also going to be talking about the banking system. Where are we going with the banks? What's happening with that? It's going to be an incredible interview on that. And we've got much, much more. We're going to have the incredible Christian Wild on talking about alternatives. And this is something that I'm very interested in, is a lot of us with the medical system the way it is, they're either doing medical tourism, going to other countries. I think there are some ads on this network talking about that. Or people are looking for alternatives. You've got to be responsible to keep yourself healthy. You've got to be responsible to keep yourself healthy. And there are ways you can do it, things you can take that are less invasive than a lot of the medical systems they have out today to keep you healthy. Then you won't have to worry about Obamacare. You won't have to worry about a lot of things because you're going to be healthy. So to each of you, I hope you've had a wonderful weekend. Look forward to a great weekend. Stay safe. Listen to Erskine Overnight coming up Saturday night at 11 o'clock Central Time, at 10 o'clock Mountain Time. You know how the time zones go. It's going to be a very, very good show this weekend. And go up to republicbroadcasting.org. Most of the programs are archived up there, and the news and everything that's placed up there is very good. So go up to republicbroadcasting.org. I want to thank you for listening. Thank you, John Stadtmiller, for letting me sit in on your absolutely tremendous show. Thank you, callers. You made it great. Have a great weekend.
Take America back. We must take